I've been doing a lot of existential thinking lately, partly induced by doing philosophy, but mostly by the ever-encroaching abyss of life after school. After much deliberation, which serves the double purpose of procrastination, I've decided that life consists of a series of phases. And as nihilistic as this may sound, these phases are mostly meaningless. Not meaningless to us, but meaningless to the 13-year-old girl sitting in school in Tokyo. So instead of only appreciating the world-altering moments in our lives, I think it is important to cherish the small moments and feelings which characterise our existence. One of the first moments I remember at St. Cath's, as we all started off as fresh little Year 7s with the just out of primary school attitude plastered on our faces, was our realisation that we are now teenagers. However, this Hollywood lighting quickly dissipated, with Miss Malloy impeding with a new moment, on the prowl checking our skirt lengths via the iconic touch your toes test. By year 8, we had definitely lost our fresh glow, with more and more braced faces and train tracks emerging. But most iconic for 2015 has to be the infamous crow, who made STC his target of choice, menacingly eyeing our food at recess only to strike during period 2 and 3, unzipping bags, opening lunchboxes to steal our lunches, which we were so eagerly waiting for. By year 9, our school bags were thrown off the science block balcony like Astyanax was thrown from the battlements of Troy. In year 10, we won Miss Spanos' heart, and I'm pretty sure we were her favourite year level up until roughly Friday. Year 11, being shocked and surprised by everyone's inner tyrannical inclinations which came to light during house arts. And the best yet, year 12, with too many moments in the common room which should probably remain in the common room. Clearly, it's been a pretty memorable journey at St. Cath's over the years for our cohort. Although, as we grow outside of school, whether it be 6 months out or 6 years, we'll forget some of the details of our time here. Whether the Sharon House door is green or red will become foggy. Whether you chose Year 10 E&E or suffered through another lit elective with CAFO will become unclear. Whether the whoop whoop sound demonstrated by Miss Vanderpoel annually in the most anticipated assembly of the year is for a fire evacuation or a lockdown will probably dissipate entirely. However, what people tend to remember is how they felt at a period of time. And I know we will never forget how we felt during our time here. And I think it is this which will keep us connected to St. Cath's forever, an unavoidable link, no matter how much we might want to run from it at schoolies. It is the feeling of home. Not home in the sense of where you spend your time, sleeping, binge-watching Netflix and occasionally crying, although these boundaries are definitely crossed in Year 12. But that feeling of comfort and assurance that you belong. And as much as this has undertones of my nerdiness, I think it accounts for that inexplicable feeling of homesickness during the holidays. But in order to move on to our next phase of life in some kind of coherent whole, as much as I wish I could click pause on the clock for a few more weeks, we need to change this feeling into an upbeat, nostalgic connection to a special period of time which has shaped us. And hopefully this sentiment will be reciprocated. That we will hold a small yet mighty place in the heart of the school to be remembered as a kind yet united bratty bunch of 2019. Past these sentiments, there are a few people who have been absolutely instrumental to our entire year throughout our St. Cath's journey. Firstly, thank you to the rents a lot who are up in the balcony. And not just my parents for dealing with my alter ego in the mornings, but all of the parents. I think it's safe to say our year level has some of the most iconic parent stories, keeping everyone infinitely entertained, as well as their often unrecognised efforts in getting us through this monumental journey. Thank you to all of the teachers. I remember being told countless times that when you're older, you'll be friends with your teachers. And as much as I wish stubborn little me could have been correct in denying it, they really do become your friends. Aside from the elite banter that develops over the years, all of the teachers have become our support systems, seeing us at our worst in collective hysteria before an English sack, and at our best after Miss Braddy buys us another round of pizza. Teachers are a special breed of people, honestly the most dedicated and caring to walk this earth. But the teachers at St Cass are just another further upper echelon of this. I'm not sure why they all congregate at St Cass. There must be something in the Toorak water. But we are all so grateful that they do. Every single staff member here is inspiring. And although it's not what we're thinking of when we're getting told off for lacking a ribbon or the strange new trend that emerged this winter of the untucked shirt, but we all know they are such incredible people. From Mr. Gilby speaking upward of about seven languages, to Miss Matt and Miss Gunn being some of the first women in their respective mathematical careers, to Miss Braddy being the biological mother of the beautiful Charlie and a figurative mother to all 78 of us girls. While I wish I could list the extraordinary achievements of all of the teachers, would probably be here until I hit my deathbed. But in essence, thank you for being the best sculptors for so many impressionable minds. Next up, my wacky, spontaneous, disorganised and perhaps verging on genius right-hand man, Cavi K. Kavina, since I met you in IRC in 2014, I could tell you were one special human being, and whether that was good or bad, I hadn't quite established, but I know now for absolute certain that it's for good. I couldn't have asked this to share this year with a better partner in crime, because you are it. The epitome of a leader who makes people feel comfortable to be their authentic selves simply in your presence. So, and I've learnt so much from you this year. So in an awkward Cavi K fashion, which seems only appropriate, thanks, I guess. To the year sevens through to year 11s, thank you for the smiles in the hallways, the cards on our lockers, the laughs, and sometimes even to bake goods in classes. Thank you for making this school what it is. You are its essence, and you have the power to guide it how you will, which has always been through positivity and laughter and care. But most importantly, to the class of 2019. I don't know where to begin. We've been through some interesting challenges together. From widespread gastro in Fiji, feeling the emotional wrath of the music teachers, in a period 4B year 8 music lesson, and struggling through those really awkward Year of Wonder scenes where you wish you could just say, Geraldine, too much detail. Yet every time we've bounced back up, off each other and the walls and the process, but nevertheless back up. We've become more than friends this year, but family. I used to always complain about the injustices of life, of not getting to have a sister. But now I have 78. Thank you for making a racket in the common room all year. Sorry, this is so embarrassing. Thank you for the times in class where we were all laughing so hard. It was hard to breathe. Thank you for spamming the group chat, asking if the coming Monday is a day one or day seven, and whether assembly's on for a potentially extended spare. But most of all, thank you for your kindness and being unapologetically yourselves. We've all influenced each other to be a group of pretty incredible people. And after spending an excessive amount of time on top of each other over the past years, I am so excited to see what everyone achieves past these gates. St. Cass, cheers and thank you for helping us to be us and harbouring all these little moments. We will never forget this place, or at least the feeling of home it gives us.